the first thing I started asking you was about the origins of the course. You know, where did you get the idea, or where did the necessity come from to put the course together?
Yeah, we realized, in fact, that the cross-cultural part of the law is fundamental as soon as you want to work in an international perspective. And since the three co-directors of the program here were very intensely internationally connected, we realized that law is not a matter of just black letter rules, but a question of diversity of language and cultural origin. And that's why we wanted to have something completely different here than what you can find somewhere else, to emphasize, in other terms, the cross-cultural perspective of this course.
And at the same time, you were looking to create something in Europe that could compete with comparable programs in North America, which are maybe the leading courses at the moment.
Yeah, indeed, because, for instance, in Switzerland, large law firms will always try to hire students with an American LLM, postgraduate study for 1 year. And we thought, but why necessarily go to America to have a very American-centric perspective on the law instead of coming to Europe and have something more open, more cross-cultural? And that's why we wanted to set up in Europe something which could compete.
So an important part of this program is not just that the students are from a variety of backgrounds and countries and continents, but also the instructors.
Exactly. I think you cannot be cross-cultural or pretending to be cross-cultural just by having students coming from all over the world, because that's what happens in the American LLMs, for instance. There, however, you have American professors only, or mainly, and we wanted to have people coming from all over the world to teach to these students, to give them not a Eurocentric or Occidental-centric perspective on the law, but really also for all type of subject perspective from Africa, from Asia, Australia, in order to be truly cross-cultural.
There have been problems in securing visas for some of your students, and some people just weren't able to, who wanted to take part, were not able to take part. To what extent is bureaucracy and red tape an obstacle for you in building up your student numbers?
It's indeed quite an important obstacle because first, the process to get a visa is quite a lengthy process. So you have to find students quite a number of months in advance in order to secure the number. But at the same time, you expect, when you find good students with the financial background as well, to be able to enter for 1 year Switzerland and get this training here in Fribourg and in Switzerland. And we were quite surprised that, for instance, a Chinese student with sufficient financial background could not get a visa by the Swiss embassy in Beijing. And we don't know why, so it's not even possible for us to try to help her, because we don't know what are the reasons. So that's a real disadvantage for Switzerland. Maybe this is also true for other countries, I don't know. But it's a difficulty to set up a truly international program with international students when you have to get through all these administrative obstacles.
Another element of your program is that you organize, and in fact already have in place, available internships for the students when they complete the course.
Yeah, I think that's fundamental. We have a program called Cross-Cultural Business Practice. So the idea is that in the end, the students may have internship in large law firms or enterprises to be trained to use what they learned during their stay here. And so large law firms, for instance, in Shanghai, in Paris, in Washington, offered to get a trainee for 6 months just because they got this cross-cultural education here in Fribourg. And I think that's a real achievement. It shows also the quality of the idea and the program.
And my final question is, the price of the course is 30,000 euro. It seems like a lot of money, and yet people are willing and able to finance this program. Does that mean that they will have a return, that their careers, their future careers, will be so much more enhanced by having this qualification?
I'm pretty sure. Of course, only the future will tell what will really happen. But if you think that people are ready to pay $45,000 to go to America for an American LLM, which is not cross-cultural, which does not provide as much insight into the diversity of legal systems and the complexity to work in an international or transnational law firm, for instance, I'm sure that this will pay off. And that's at least also what the students were convinced when they decided to apply for this course. So I really do think, and the lecturers as well, are convinced that this will enhance their career. And it might look as an important fee, but in the end, it will be paid off very quickly, I'm sure.